Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. Welcome, and we invite you to sit back deeply into your chair, your car, wherever you are. Lie back on your bed. Listen in the way that is most comfortable to you, because we want to talk to you about some important subjects today. Are you ready? Thank you, star beings. Yes, I'm ready, and I assume our listeners are ready. This is the second episode in a series that the star beings and I are doing together about the subject of creation, how we create, how we can create more easily and more accurately and more rapidly the things that we choose to create. Because we are now in the new, they're saying the new envelope of energy. We are in the new energy atmosphere of a higher level, higher dimensional Earth. And you may not see very many of the outer signs, or maybe you do. It depends on what you're focused on. One of the first reactions of lower frequencies when higher frequencies show up is often anger and rebellion and resistance, because a very low frequency is uncomfortable in the presence of a very high frequency, because the tendency of energy frequencies is for the lower frequencies to attune to the higher ones. And if it's a huge gap, it's not the easiest thing in the world, that's for sure. And it may be too big of a leap. So the lowest frequency energies are the ones that are going to be most visible, most angry, most coming to the surface and resisting. However, you may choose where you place your attention. And as you place your attention on the things that are now flowing more easily for you, more fluidly, things that arise unexpectedly in your life that are responses or answers to your prayers or desires, what you may call coincidence or synchronicity, you will begin to see that there are many more of these instances than before, that many more people are now tuning into their inner selves and speaking openly about their understanding of who they are and what they're here to do, and that there is something much more profound and joyful, something that can bring them much greater joy than simply pursuing goals established by the culture or society in which they grew up. Okay, and I'm sure that people listening to this podcast are very aware that we are moving into new frequencies as a planet and as human beings, even if sometimes we wonder if it's really happening. You know, for a lot of years, people have been talking about this, and different people say different things, have different explanations for why it doesn't look the way many people originally thought it would, this change. But I do see and feel it happening. I can feel it and see it in my life. And I hear a lot of people saying that they are reaching new realizations about what they want and what they want to do with their lives, how they want to spend their lives, and they're searching for ways to create the life they want. 4 years ago, the star beings that I was working with at that time, called the Council of Grace, downloaded to me an ebook called New Tools for New Creation, and it was for this time. At the time, I thought, okay, I'll just start using them now and everything will change. And things have changed a lot in the last 4 years in my life. And now I realize that those tools that I've been practicing using really were designed for this time when the energy environment of the earth and humanity supports their use. And so the star beings have started teaching about those, about the use of them. And they are based on principles of creating that will help us as we design our new lives, as we create our new lives and bring them about. So the name of that ebook is, the title is New Tools for New Creation. And if you're interested in reading it, and it is a very quick and also powerful read, you can get a free copy just by going to voicesfromthestars.com and joining our email list. And when you sign up, you will get a link to a free copy of the ebook and two bonus recordings of unpublished recordings with the star beings. So I'll put the link to that in the show notes below this episode, and you can look for it there. So to get back to the subject now, today's episode, star beings, what are we going to learn about today? We want to cover the very big subject of your identity in a very short period of time. It's showing me something that looks like a human form and around it a kind of envelope of energy, a bubble of energy, you could say. We invite you to enter into this bubble of energy, which is your energy field, to consciously go within, focus on the space between your eyebrows, the third eye. Move that attention down through your throat and down to your heart chakra in the middle of your chest. And you can allow it to go on down through the whole chakra system if you choose, through your power center and the solar plexus and your creation center and the sacral chakra and the center, the grounding into the earth and security and in human life, in material form, which is the base chakra. And you can send your attention on down into the crystalline core of the omnidimensional earth, we would call it. And we want you to realize that the way you see yourself from within that envelope of energy is what creates the frequencies around you. That when you're putting your attention on the inner you and connecting through there into the higher self, when you're putting your attention on your heart and setting the intention that you connect with your being self and the source, just clearing the energy fields a little to allow that white light to come in through your heart and in through your third eye. It's the way you see yourself within that energy field that most quickly, most rapidly, and effectively changes the frequency of the field itself. And why is that important? Everything you create in life, whether you choose to create it consciously or you simply walk through life unconsciously creating your experiences, is created in response to the frequencies that you carry in that envelope or bubble of energy around you. So that means that if you want the experience of being a powerful creator who can consciously decide what kind of experiences you want in life, where you want to place your energy, how you want to use your time, what kinds of experiences bring you the greatest joy and the greatest growth. If that's the kind of experience you want, then you want to put your attention on that inner aspect of yourself and see yourself as that divine I am. Because that is your creator self. In order to create the life that you want to create, you need to first see yourself as the creator of your life, not its victim, not a pawn in someone else's creation, not an innocent bystander, not someone who has to plead with and please an external God. You are the ray of light and love and power that is that God. That aspect of God that is expressing you, expressing itself as you through your life. Okay, so I'm seeing the sun, basically, and they reminded me that a few episodes ago they said, to understand our relationship to the source, we can think of the source as a sun or a star radiating light, and each ray of light blossoms into an individuated identity that creates lifetime after lifetime after lifetime of experience. That's what they're saying now. That's how they explain it. So when we put our attention on the inner self, go in through those chakras and call in that light, we're paying attention to the part of ourselves that is of source, from source, of source, from source, as source, on this earth. Without doubt, without any question, that is exactly what we are saying. Okay, so what tool do you want to teach our listeners today? And I have to say, I've just looked back at the ebook, so I had a preview of what's to come, of what we're talking about. How do you want to teach our listeners to shift their identity from the human identity that we've all created for ourselves, each one, to this identity of our powerful creator self? They may feel quite different to most people. It is the most powerful, most rapid change that you can make to increase your power to create your life. We want to tell you that. We must tell you that. This is why we want to teach you this so early in the process. One of the very first things you want to do as you are ramping up your creative powers and taking advantage of the new energy now available to you and the assistance of so many beings of higher dimensions surrounding the earth to assist humanity, and creating your life is a key element in creating a new earth and a new humanity, meaning the same humanity but in a higher dimensional energy state and form. We don't know if you can see that or feel that, but we hope so. That your life, pursuing your passions, doing what gives you joy, that is your mission. Many of you are looking for a purpose and a mission, and your purpose and your mission is to follow that joy, find that joy, express that joy, feel that joy. Do what enables you to feel that joy, because the joy is your clue. The joy is leading you in the right way. And it might seem totally unrelated to higher consciousness, but it doesn't have to be about teaching or healing or passing energy frequencies to people. It can be about singing or dancing or helping people find their dreams or training dogs or walking dogs or climbing mountains. Whatever it is that gives you joy, whatever it is. Okay, so are you ready to talk about the tool? We are always ready to talk about the tool, about all the tools. Alekalekaringa, every element, every principle, everything that we can teach you about to assist you to open more and more of your powers, open you to more and more to your own powers, open your conscious awareness of your power and how to direct it. Okay, so teach us the simplest, fastest way to shift our identity from our human mind's thoughts about who we are, defining ourselves by where we live and what we do and the family we come from and the culture and whatever we might use to define ourselves in daily life. How do we most rapidly shift from that into seeing ourselves as a higher dimensional creator of that life? I am that I am that I am. Take a deep breath. Blow it out. And you place your left hand gently over the center of your chest, just to the, let's see, the heart's on the left, would be just to the right of the physical heart, right about in the center of your chest. You should be able to feel, no, I shouldn't say should, you may be able to feel the energy there, a little bit of sort of warmth or liveliness. If you don't feel it, don't worry about it. One day you probably will. This is the heart chakra, the heart center. And it is the place where it is most easy to access your love, your joy, and your higher being. So, you place your left hand gently over that chakra. You say, I am that I am, that I am. Okay, and what do the that's mean? And who is the I am it's referring to? There are many people who use the phrase I am with a capital I and capital A to refer to the source, to refer to the unnameable, beyond gender, beyond human identity, the I am. And when you say, I am that I am, you're saying, I, Susan, I, human being, am that I am, that other I am, that higher I am. And then you repeat it one more time. Because what you say three times goes from your mind to your heart and up to your soul and self and source, within to your highest level of identity. So to shift your identity very quickly from the human to the higher, you just place your hand on your heart, or even just place your attention on your heart chakra. If you can feel where that center is, you don't even need your hand to guide you. And you just say, I am that I am, that I am. And suddenly that is exactly who you are. When you say that, you are directing your energy field to identify with your higher self. That is how it functions. It is not just a magical phrase. You are talking to your energy field and directing it to change or move its identity, your identity, into that higher aspect of self. It has the effect of opening all your energy centers, not just the major chakras, but even the small portals. They're showing me like little tiny spinning donuts of light all over our energy field that bring in energy from the source. And what you're doing when you say, I am that I am, that I am, is you're opening those centers, you're directing your field, your ley lines to open and flow in that energy, and the energy centers to open and spin it into the human field and the human body, and the energy meridians within the energy field to carry it throughout the body and throughout your energy field. And when we say the energy field, we mean that envelope or bubble of light, of energy around you. When you flood your personal energy field with that high frequency energy, that white light, you may see it or picture it as white light, coming down in through your chakras, even above your head, in your energy field, coming all the way down, flowing through you, flowing through all. Now you are the creator who has taken on human form and is consciously choosing how to use that form, which direction life in human form should take, what kind of experiences will bring it joy. It, who do you mean by it? The source self, who may be a star being, it may be any form of higher dimensional being. You have a source self, by which we mean the part of you that was the original individuation, that original ray of the source as it left the source and projected out throughout space and time, beyond space and time, to create an individuated identity while never separating from source, while always remaining connected, still receiving that energy. And what you're doing when you say, I am that I am, that I am, is you're opening all your energy field to that incoming energy from source. So once we're in this energy field, this clear light, shining, streaming, bringing us our power, connecting us to our power, making us aware of our true identities and the true power we have as creators, how do we use that? What is the next step? That's a very good question for our next podcast. Before we leave you, we want to say that you should practice this, because it isn't something that most people can do the very first moment, very first time. They may not feel anything at first. You may not be sure you're feeling it or doing it correctly, unless you've been doing this for many years. If you have a spiritual practice, an inner practice that connects you into your inner self, you may be able to move right into that. But for the vast majority of human beings, it's going to take some time and some practice. So the best way you can use that identity right now is to feel it and to know it and to feel that as yourself and play with it. Use it to create small things, little things in daily life, a parking place, some experience you want. See what you can do, see what comes about. Set an intention, set a desire. Ask a question. Here's where the ask and ye shall receive comes in. Ask a question or make a request. The other meaning of ask in English is making a request. And allow that answer, then notice, not particularly whether the answer arises right away, though if it does, that's fantastic. You may immediately get an answer. But what we really want you to do is to practice noticing in your daily life the results. Try noticing how the things that occur in your daily life are the creation of unconscious, for the most part, thoughts, unconscious questions and requests. When you use this I am that I am that I am exercise, and then you ask a question or make a request, then you're going to be aware of the result as it comes, or you can set that intention that you notice it, because it's easy to overlook when you're not accustomed to this. When you're creating something small, you might forget, oh yeah, wait, that's exactly what I asked for. And you can also notice how other things that happen in your life are in response to some thought you had that I want this, I need that, or a question. In this lighter, brighter atmosphere of Earth in which we're all living right now, we meaning you humans, and we star beings, right? We are all one. We are all one in this atmosphere right now. And it makes it much easier, the response to your thoughts, your choices. Your choices are the means to your creation. And we want you to learn to see that the results you're achieving started with a thought or a desire. It's easier to see when you're consciously making the request or asking the question. You can also practice with just daily life. We give some examples in the ebook. That's true. So, okay, thank you so much. I know the importance of this tool. It's one I use every day, at one time or another, pretty much every day. And it's one of my favorite tools. So, I'm just going to remind people again to go to voicesfromthestars.com. Join our mailing list, get your copy of New Tools for a New Creation, and read what else the star beings have to say about these tools, about identity, the importance of identifying yourself as the creator of your life. It also means taking responsibility for what we're creating. And sometimes that frightens people, but it's not about blaming yourself for things that you don't like in your life that have happened. Everyone on the earth has at times created things that they didn't really enjoy once they created them. The key is to recognize, oh, I had a part in that. You don't create in a vacuum, they always tell me, but we all have a part in creating our own lives. So if you want to read more about that, just go sign up for the Voices from the Stars mailing list, get your copy of the ebook, and as always, please share the podcast with your friends, review it, rate it, and thank you so much for joining us. This is Susan Rensberger speaking to you from my home in the beautiful Uco Valley of Mendoza, Argentina. And until next time, sending you love and light and blessings. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the Star Beings, plus interviews with other communicators and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you've received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.